I have two sermons to preach today. I'm not going to preach them today. I want you to experience them. And I was just thinking, I had to do that thing about hearts because every time we sing that song, I can feel my broken heart. And then I'm like, well, you know, why don't you do something about it? And I'm like, well, let's take it. Y'all, some of you may not know who Nolan Richardson was, one of the greatest pitchers ever in Major League Baseball. I lived in Arlington, Texas, when he was at the end of his career, still pitching no-hitters. Amazing, amazing pitcher. Love God. The man loved God. But it's like, play him if you got him. So, ladies, I wanted you guys to pray. And so I went, I got prayed for, too, while other people were getting prayed for. So I don't know what happened to you, but I let Marceline pray for me, and God touched my heart. And not just because she's Marceline, God touched my heart. And guys, there's a lot going on right now, really serious stuff. I look, and you guys make it possible. You know, we're doing family night. It's something we've never done. We're having small groups, community groups during family night that are staying in here, and it's we talk over each other, and it's a little uncomfortable. And the children are having playground in the back, which is an amazing time for children to have encounters with Jesus. And what's happening with them is amazing. And but I'm going to tell you, none of it would happen without you guys giving, without your sacrifice, your serving. It's setting up the chairs, setting everything up, doing everything. So far, we've been feeding people every Wednesday night. And I know that's a lot of work and it's money. But I'm going to tell you, I was in playground 2 weeks ago, and so I didn't get to be a part of my small group. And my small group that I'm in is absolutely amazing. Kelly Weatherly leads it, don't you, Kelly? It's hard to tell because the way she leads, I think I'm leading sometimes. But I didn't get to meet with our small group 2 weeks ago, and I missed it. I missed sitting down with my friends and sharing life. And I miss talking. We're reading a book, and none of us agree with everything the book says. That's irrelevant. We share what the Spirit of God's doing in our lives, and we ask questions, and we just, and I missed my group, guys. And if you come, the same thing will happen to you. You'll become a part of a group that becomes family for a short time, but it really is family. And so we decided, it's so funny, we were going to end this Wednesday night, was going to be our last, we're going to do semesters in our groups. This is going to be the last night of the semester, but too many of us, including me, were like, well, do we have to stop for 3 weeks? Can't we just stop for two? And so we decided to stretch it out one more week, and then we're going to have a family picnic on a Sunday afternoon again. It's going to be a big deal for the kids. It's going to be great. There's a lot coming up, and there's a new semester, but I just want to tell you, it couldn't happen without you. Ladies, you created an intense place to encounter Jesus this morning when you gathered together. And guys, it really is that big a deal. You know, we love God. We love people, and we love His church, because the body of Christ is what Jesus is all about, Him in you and you in Him. And then I look at you through the eyes. He told me He's in you. And so when I look at humans, I look at what Jesus sees in them, who He is in them, not necessarily what's coming out on the outside. Because the truth is, God's in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So this morning, I just appreciate y'all going with us. We believe we're going to have lots and lots and lots of community and encounters as a body. We believe in people, and we believe in what's going on here. And so I just want to encourage you, share God's love with people around you. Love people. God loves people. He is love. And invite them to church. Share with them where you get life. I was listening to someone talk this week, and they said, you know, we were just talking about the Lord, and they said, you know, whenever someone finds a good deal on something, they tell their friends. Or if someone's a part of, you know, going somewhere and they enjoy it, they invite their friends. And then sometimes I think as Christians, we're embarrassed to invite our friends to come where we found life. And it's all about Him. And it's Him in you that it makes us all beautiful. And so I just thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for your time. And today was different. And I know I get in trouble with our children's workers because they want more time. And then we do things like this. And we just said, well, you get 10 minutes. So enjoy the day, your 10 minutes with our kids. So visit, talk to each other. If you have small children in the classrooms, they really would like a few more minutes. But we're finished. We're going to dismiss. Pastor Harvey went this morning to do a wedding for somebody that he prayed for that got healed a few years ago. They got married, and so they asked him to come and preach the wedding. And he said, well, of course I'll come. And, of course, they did it on Sunday. And so he had to leave all ago. But let's all stand up if we can. I know some of you have been standing the whole time. It's okay. Exercise is good. So, Father, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for the picture that you gave us, and God, that you let us participate with what you're doing in each other's lives today. And Lord, we just pray for our friends and the friends who are in church and follow and know you and follow you. And God, we pray for our friends who don't know yet. God, we just ask that you would come and bring your kingdom in our town, in this place, God. We pray for your kingdom to come in the world, that what's being done in heaven would be done on earth. Jesus, I just thank you that that's your plan since the beginning. God, I just pray for peace. God, I pray for broken, hurting people all around us here in Cabot and all around the world. So, Jesus, we just thank you. We love you, and we worship you, King. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for coming this morning. God bless you guys.